Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
Save big on top quality products for your home now during Menards Big Sale. Check out the great deals on Richmond Water Heaters, the industry leader for total water heating solutions. Choose from several Energy Star rated models on sale. They heat your home's water more efficiently to save you money on your energy bills. A 40-gallon natural gas power vent water heater by Richmond is on sale for just $688. Dedicated to service and quality. Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Lives here.
For those who deserve the very best, there's the French Riviera. The rest of us just close our eyes and think about sports.
Oh, this is crazy. It's fun, like in that movie.
KICS, Hastings, KXPN, Kearney.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
John Stash Hour, less than a week after the Cardinals celebrated the World Series, Dodger fans celebrating today. Frank McCourt selling the team after fighting for 2 years to keep it. McCourt will put the team and likely Dodger Stadium up for auction. Could fetch over $1 billion. Purchase price back in 2004 was $421 million. McCourt's seven-year reign in L.A., mostly a disaster as his own financial problems, including a messy divorce, curtailed the team's ability to spend. Attendance this year was way down. Great hockey game last night in Washington. Caps trailed Anaheim 3-0, later 4-2, third period. They tied the game final minute, then won in overtime to stay unbeaten at home. But there could be controversy in D.C. The tying goal came with star Alex Ovechkin on the bench. Coach Bruce Boudreau said other guys were better than him. College football, a game that did not go overtime, still ended 63-60. Northern Illinois beat Toledo, a game with over 1,100 yards of offense, 60 first downs, 17 touchdowns, including 11 TD passes and two kickoff returns by the Huskies' Tommy Lee Lewis in the first quarter. How big is LSU-Alabama Saturday?
Sports 600 Center media types. ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com is brought to you by Subway. Right now at Subway, get a free 6-inch sandwich of your choice when you buy a 6-inch sandwich before 9 a.m. Buy one, get one free in November only. Subway, eat fresh.
Hi, Todd.
Oh, hey, Samantha.
Do you want to be my boyfriend?
Oh, sure. Wow, I'd love to.
Great. Now give me your Subway steak melt.
My melt?
Yeah, I'm your girlfriend now.
I don't think this is working out.
Hey, Samantha, get your own Subway steak melt. Like the mega meaty, irresistible, and unforgettable Big Philly cheesesteak. Subway, eat fresh.
I am the new way to work, and I am not alone. More companies, from the startups to the large multi-location companies, are realizing that office solutions from Regis are tailor-made for their needs, whatever those needs may be. With Regis, they get to invest in their business instead of lobby art and phone systems. They get the local presence they need without the long-term lease. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. Start now and get 2 months free at Regis.com/radio or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
Me is Herb Street had an entire room dedicated to Justin Bieber.
At the KXPN Studios News Desk, I'm Merritt Lawson. Local radio hosts Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis will no longer have speaking roles on Wednesdays. Due to Big Red Lunch's Loperlink and Bob Jensen, there's just no more room in the show for them.
Au contraire, bonjour.
You know we couldn't keep the guys out of the show. So despite a busy show, the guys will get you ready for all your favorite high school teams, your UNK Lopers, and the Nebraska Huskers. Now live at one of your Big Red Lunches, here's Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us for another Husker Lunch here from Cunningham's Journal of the Loft in downtown Kearney. It's feeling a little bit more like football weather here, but hopefully it doesn't do too much affecting the state playoffs today. It is just a very busy week. Sub-district volleyball wrapped up last night across the state. Districts will continue tonight. Kearney High heads to Omaha. Grand Island's in action for Class A. Class B and D tomorrow, and the Class C finals are up on Friday, and we'll talk more about that in just a little bit. But every Wednesday, we're here at Cunningham. Sean Callahan of Husker Online will be here towards the end of the hour on the Doug and Daddy Show, and then live from 12 to 1 at Cunningham, recapping the Michigan State football game, the big win for the Huskers, talking about the black shirts, also talking about Northwestern and previewing the football game coming up this week. Come in early, grab lunch, enjoy lunch from the full menu here at Cunningham's, and then talk football. It's free to come on in. You don't have to have lunch, but why wouldn't you? It's noon, and you're going to be hungry, Daddy.
Yeah, it's a great menu, top to bottom. You want appetizers, they've got them. You want sandwiches, they've got them. You want something a little more complicated, like the steak tips or the trios, different skewers. They've got it all for you here. We love coming to Cunningham's every Wednesday. Doug, you mentioned what a busy week it was. You did volleyball last night. You got football tonight. You got volleyball the next two nights. It's busy with the high school scene. It's busy with the college scene. Loper's big win last night in volleyball. 2,900-some fans show up. That's exciting. A lot going on, though. In the high school football, I'm a little bit surprised. No games have been moved or no games have been changed to accommodate the weather situation. You look at 46 degrees tomorrow, and it just looks like the sun's going to be out. At least it would be dry, but it's going to be a miserable night. But I think some teams think that plays into their hands. Other teams probably think it plays against them.
Well, one thing you got to think of, well, why don't they just postpone them? Why don't they just move them to tomorrow? Well, you got volleyball tomorrow for all these D schools, for all these. It wasn't affecting the B because they play on Friday, but that's one of the reasons they don't want to postpone it. And if you can get some things done, get some things done. So that's what's going on. Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report is going to join us on the show today, and we will also be talking with Sean Callahan and Kevin Chaney, the UNK women's basketball coach, is going to join us here in just a moment as well. But, Danny, a couple of things that have been talked about here over the last 24 hours that I want to touch on before we move on. One, is 20 black shirts too many? Okay, we're going to talk about that.
I thought that's all we had. That's all we wondered about is, gosh, when are we going to get them? When are they going to pass them out? We got to know who has one.
And I am so tired already. I know that Alabama and LSU is a big game. And this happened a few years back when Ohio State and Michigan were 1-2. LSU and Alabama, no way in hell should they get to play again for the national championship. They're not playing in August or September, and will have 9 games between their meetings. This game Saturday decides who gets in for the SEC. The loser, you're out. You go quadruple overtime, and everybody else loses 3 games, I'll consider it. Your thoughts on that?
I would say as long as there's other undefeated teams out there, no way should they play for it. Now, if it comes down Saturday, if everybody's got one loss, it's very tough to argue when you look at the strength of schedule that the SEC plays and week in, week out. I would have to say, depending on, there's still a lot of football to be played. Let's hold all that debate
exactly
until the end of the season, until we know who's left standing.
Kirk Herbstreit, who is the most logical voice when it comes to college football, I still believe, even though some people think he's a Husker hater, he's very logical out there. And he said, whoa, you know, December 3rd, December 4th, when the championship games are over, let's see where we're at then. I can't believe that this is what the national media is bringing up instead of breaking down the teams and talking about how good they are. And if you've got to talk about a rematch, then talk about Stanford, talk about Oklahoma State, talk about some of these teams, give them their due.
Yeah, and I think you're right. When you look at Oklahoma's one loss, it went back in huge, and obviously wasn't against the competition. But you have to review all that when the season ends. With a month left to be played, there's still a lot of football out there. And like you said, those championship games should figure in huge. That's why we play them, isn't it?
Well, you would think so. And Alex Gordon, Gold Glove last night, and named Kansas City Royals Player of the Year this morning.
Well, I thought he'd probably be the Player of the Year, at the end of the season, because we thought he was certainly an all-star at midway point last year. But, to win the Golden Glove, good for him. I think the awards are starting to come. And obviously, if he keeps it going and puts up anywhere, within 15 points where he was last year, just getting his name out like this, the recognition he'll get out from this, will certainly garner him an all-star appearance next season.
Well, let's get into our Loper Link as we do every Wednesday here on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by Garrett Tire, Tread, and Appliance, probably not out in the field today, but when you are, you don't want to break down, and they are there for you with on-the-farm tire service. Go to GarrettTire.net for more information. And we've been talking fall sports for a long time, and Tony, it's time to talk a little winter sports.
Yeah, and why not start the season off with a little exhibition game with the folks down the road in Division I Nebraska Cornhuskers. Coach Chaney, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. you guys are already in game shape, except, well, you don't have as many players out there.
They're right where they left off.
Yes, exactly. No, we're really looking forward to it, gentlemen. Always first game of the year against Cornhuskers. You know, probably the toughest team. It will be the toughest team we play all year long. So we're excited about it. The kids are fired up to go to Lincoln and put on a good show.
Now, the only one healthy, they've got banged up players. You've got banged up players. But I got to, you know, you're a lot healthier than Connie Yori, I think. So I guess that's good news.
No, I'm not in a wheelchair. I'm up and around, and I'm working out every day. So I'll be able to get up and down that sideline with no problem.
Kevin Cheney, head women's basketball coach at UNK. The preseason polls came out yesterday. Both the men and the women are right in the middle of the pack. And Vanessa Leeper is preseason all-conference. Your reaction when you saw that?
Well, I was very happy. I don't really put too much weight into the preseason because they just pretty much go based upon what you did last year and who left. But, we really, our goal this year is going to go for that championship. You know, I think that, we've got the players to get it done this year if I can keep them healthy. But with Vanessa, is now Jones. She got married this summer. So Vanessa Jones, getting that preseason, it's an obvious pick in my opinion. You know, she was one of the better players. Every single team we played in the RMAC last year had to double team her, and she still ended up getting first team all conference, second team all region. So then that was without saying. A little disappointed that Debbie Johnson didn't get nominated. I thought that coming off second team all conference that they would realize this year she would be, you know, qualified for first team, but we'll just have to show them.
Kevin, obviously you say, if I can keep them healthy. Well, there's not much you can do in basketball practice to back off. People are going to get up and down the court. You're getting game shape. What do you do to keep them healthy?
Well, you know, it's what you do in the preseason. And Coach Larson has done a fantastic job with my kids in getting them stronger. When you're working harder in the weight room and you get stronger, it helps your body resiliency. So when they do hit the floor, when they get take a charge in a game and get hit pretty hard, they can bounce back a little bit more when they have a little bit more muscle on them. So that's what I'm hoping is going to help us out a little bit, trying to, you know, keep them with the weather and not get sick and those types of things. But the bottom line is be able to sustain the entire season and play those 30 ball games with the wear and tear and try to keep them healthy. We can do real well. I believe we have an opportunity to win the conference if we can stay healthy. So just one of those things. Every program's in the same spot. If you're healthy, it's a whole different story. But it depends on, towards the end of the season, you know, who's going to be healthy and who has the best horses to finish.
In the off season, you went out and got some players you thought could help you immediately. Talk about immediate impact players. Loper fans will recognize that after the first three or four games.
Well, first and foremost, Ivy Jones, the junior college transfer from California. She was first-team All-State in California, actually played at the junior college that I taught and coached at for 9 years at Solano Community College. She's just a player, one of the best point guards that I've seen in a long time. She'll be able to step in and help us right away. She makes great decisions. And as a coach, when you're on the bench, you need another coach on the floor. And she has a complete game. She can take it to the rim. Makes great passes. She can shoot the rock. So she's going to be one of those impact players that's going to be able to step in and help right away. Nadia Williams is another one from San Jose, California, plays the four position, who is just a strong ball player, loves to attack the basket, finishes with contact. So another addition that, will fill a void that we didn't have last year.
Kevin Cheney, head women's basketball coach at UNK, joining us on our Loper Link. I want to go back to the expectations because you have come out, the girls have come out and says we expect that we can battle for a conference championship. I guess kind of two things. You feel comfortable that now entering this year, this is going to be the biggest stride for you in the program as a coaching staff and these kids. And second, chasing down two top 10 teams in the country in Fort Lewis and Metro.
Yeah. And, and that's a goal of ours. Fort Lewis and both metros did a great job last year. I feel that we are more balanced this year. We've got five seniors on the team who now have game experience as well as knowledge of the game. And teaching them the game last year is really going to help them. I think we're going to read a lot better this year So I really think we're much more in a position to be more successful. They picked us to finish sixth, which is a little bit better than they had us last year. But again, I really think that we can contend with the new kids that we've added to the roster. And based upon where everyone else is, I think we have a shot at Fort Lewis and Metro.
Well, you don't have to leave the state until the week before Thanksgiving, which is unusual in just about any sport here. You have the exhibition game at Nebraska, and Hastings College is labeled as another exhibition. I'll get to this kind of thing in a moment. And then Missouri Southern comes in, start the season on the 14th, then out to Arizona. So the first three regular season games, your thoughts on the competition that you'll be facing?
Well, of course, always playing the Huskers is a battle, and to play in Lincoln, fantastic for the kids. That's going to set it off. Hastings is going to be better this year as well, too. I love that inner rivalry. They're so close to us. Missouri Southern finished real well, I think maybe third or fourth last year in the MIAA. It's a solid program, very tough, very physical. So that's going to give us a test in Grand Canyon when we go to Arizona. We're playing Grand Canyon and Dixie. Both were ranked in the top 25 last year, Grand Canyon in the top 5. Obviously, I'm not a coach that picks an easy schedule. You know, I want us to be battle-tested when we get into the RMAC conference. So I'm really excited about the quality of teams that we're going to be playing and really get out there and go after it.
When you mentioned you got 5 seniors that are well implicated in your system, know your system, does that make recruiting easier, saying, hey, you can follow them this year, you can watch them this year. Next year, we want you to think you have a chance to get on the floor, play for 4 years here. Is that something you've been seeing good results with?
It does help. It does help quite a bit if I can get those student-athletes to come to the game to actually physically watch us. And that's what I tell a lot of the high school coaches. You know, I really like for them to come and see us play because we're not going to be the average Division II team. We want them to come and see us play. I think we can contend with just about anyone in the country, and then we can get on some of those D1s. That's where I really want to be, where we're a high-level Division II program. And I think if they come and see us play, they'll see a different style of play that's really exciting that they may want to be a part of in the future.
Last minute here with Kevin Chaney, head women's basketball coach at UNK. The schedule, and you touched on the conference, the schedule is home-heavy early. That probably means you got to be ready to go and get off to a good start, because when we talk to you again after the first of the year, we're going to be talking about how you've been on the road forever.
Right.
But first weekend is on the road, but then, Metro, Regis, Hayes comes in, Colorado Mines, Colorado Christian. You're going to have a homestand there right before Christmas. Those are going to go chalked up to wins. And as we said, Metro, one of those teams in the top 10, is going to be in there.
Yeah, and we're excited about that. You know, Metro ended up ranking in the top 10 and won our tournament to go to the NCAA tournament last year. Well, we lost to Metro by 6-4, the two times we played them. And again, I think we're better this year. I'm sure that Metro will be better this year as well, too. So I'm really excited about it. But what experience brings to the team, in my opinion, is it allows us to have a better opportunity to win on the road. It allows us a better opportunity to win those close games. And that's what I hope the experience does for us this year. Because we had a lot of close games last year where we were a little on the young side. We didn't make good decisions. Now we have better decision makers to get us over that hump.
And now I have to ask you the curiosity question. Why would you go on the road to play an exhibition game at Northern Colorado after your season has already started and you're playing for keeps?
Because
how big's the check?
It's not as big as you think, but it gives us an opportunity. I've got a couple kids from Colorado, but it gives us an opportunity again to play a mid-major Division I program, and I really want our kids to play against size, against quickness and speed, and be ready when we get into conference. Because I'm assuming that Lincoln and UNC are going to be better than the teams in our conference, and I really want them to be battle tested. So I have that opportunity, a little bit of a paycheck, and we're going to try to go up there and play some Loper basketball.
Obviously, you mentioned your coaching relationships back to the junior college where you were at. When you get to Division II Kearney, do you establish a relationship with Connie Yori, with some of the Division I coaches, and say, you know what, if you got a girl on the fringe, we'd certainly be willing to talk to her and have those open talks with them?
Absolutely, and that's why I want to play Connie every single year. I mean, I think it's great for the for the university. It's great for Nebraska for us to continue to play. And I do develop those relationships with the other coaches. I try to play as many games as possible, and not just the D1 coaches, but all of the local Nebraska coaches. I think it's important that we play as much as possible. I'd love to get Wayne State on my roster, on my schedule next year as well, too, because I want to get that inner rivalry game going. So we do a real good job of communicating. I know most of the coaches out here, and I love to get contests where we're playing each other. We can have more people out here watching us play.
Well, now that UNO is going to be number one and afraid, I see Wayne State is afraid. SID Mike Gross, get on that. Wayne State is ranked ninth in the preseason top 25. I was going to ask you about Wayne State because UNK used to be the program. I mean, they were the best for a while. They were probably better than Nebraska. They were probably the best women's basketball program in the state. It's headed back in the right direction. But you are chasing Wayne State. They don't want to play us? Well, let's see them.
No, I'm not going to say that. It's we just haven't had an opportunity to connect and get the schedules worked out.
Hold on, I'll get it connected before we get you out of this Cunningham. Well, before you leave Cunningham's, we'll get this connected. You want to play in between? You want to play there? You want to play here?
I want a home and home. And hopefully we can get it started next year. We're playing each other every year. It's kind of like going to be a shadowing with us. I want to play them every year as well, too. It's a great little rivalry. I like to get the same thing going with Wayne.
One thing about Sunday,
yes,
Cooper
sir.
Girl may want to get a hand in her face.
Oh, it'll probably be forehand.
make her drive to the hoop.
She'll never be my foot on.
Well, Kevin, we'll talk about that last trip through the RMAC next time that we chat and as conference gets closer. So we'll leave you with the best of luck, and it's always a great chance to chat with you here on Doug and Daddy anytime. We appreciate it.
Thanks, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
That is the head women's basketball coach at UNK, Kevin Chaney. Again, Vanessa Leeper-Jones. She is preseason all-conference. On the men's side, you have all-conference selection from Dettlinger. He is on there, Mike Dettlinger, and the men are picked to finish in 7th. Metro and Colorado Mines are the 1-2 schools there. The wrestling team, they're preseason number 4 in the country. We talked about that last week. There is a Loper lunch tomorrow, so you can find out a whole lot more because Coach Chaney will be there, Coach Kropp will be there, plus Daryl Morris, Rick Squires, Brady Bonds will talk about where they're at in fall sports, and I hope I didn't overlook anything. Oh, yeah, that's right. Wayne State. Oh, I guess if you bring your volleyball team down and get your butt kicked, you don't want to bring your basketball team down. Is that what happened? But, all of the scores weren't close. It's competitive, and Wayne did take a set from UNK, and that would be a tough position for Wayne in their conference, and just coming off beating the 4-time defending national champs, who did then beat the number 1 team in the country last night. Getting interesting in the central region for volleyball. The Lopers will be at home Friday night at 7, Saturday afternoon at 4 to wrap up their regular season.
Well, I'm looking at these preseason players of the year. Fort Lewis, Damon Shrubovogel.
I don't see it.
Nah, I think that's ARP.
We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're glad to have you along with us. Our Loper Link is brought to you by Garrett Tire, Tread and Appliance for all your vehicle services, big or small. They can take care of you and take care of your on-the-farm tire service. Go to GarrettTire.net. And also brought to you every Wednesday by Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep, talk about soggy football playoffs after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Did you know that you can now wirelessly stream movies, music, news, and more from the internet directly to your HDTV? Well, with an award-winning Vizio Internet Apps-enabled HDTVs, it's all possible. They even include a cool remote with a slide-out keyboard, making it a breeze to update your Facebook status or send a tweet. Vizio stands for Entertainment Freedom for All and is committed to bringing feature-rich consumer electronics to you at a value. Go to Vizio.com to learn more. Need a TV? Make it a Vizio.
Tuition is expensive, in-state, out-of-state, it doesn't matter. And even though you may not have had perfect standardized test scores, Dr. Pepper thinks you deserve free tuition to make your dreams come true. Go to drpepper.com and submit a one-minute video telling us how you want to make an impact on the people around you, your community, or maybe even the world. You may be one of the winners to get a piece of the millions in tuition being given away this college football season, courtesy of Dr. Pepper. Now that's one of a kind. Go to drpepper.com for more details and full official rules. No purchase necessary.
face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered TNLs you've been looking at.
For a need-free TNL pivot system, call your TNL dealer today.
Stop at TNL Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your TNL dealer.
I used to be like a drunk, but now I'm hungover. Love you forever, forever is over. We used to kiss all night, now it's just a bonfire. Sit up on the quiet, say hello to goodbye.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Cunningham's Journal, side of our weekly Husker Lunch. We invite you to come on down, as Sean Callahan of Husker Online will be on hand to discuss Nebraska football coming up this week with Northwestern, and of course the big recap of the Michigan State game. We'll also be talking about the black shirts being handed out, the development of this football team, and where everything sets again after kind of a crazy weekend. Iowa losing to Minnesota. And, you know, Wisconsin going down again in heartbreaking fashion. So that's coming up. Come down early. Sports fans, you can come in anytime and watch your favorite sports programs and eat lunch at Cunningham's. Food that any sports fan would give two thumbs up to, like the pizza, the prime rib, the chicken, brisket sandwiches, burgers, or just get some munchables like sliders, hot wings, or fried pickles. We're getting fried pickles today.
Okay.
Get that order in. Fried pickles up front every Saturday, the Husker tailgate party with the coldest draft beer in town on tap, and Coors Light red beers and Nebraska pint specials throughout the day as the Huskers take on Northwestern this Saturday at 2:30 on their 10-foot projection screen, and they'll have it on a variety of televisions, but they also mix that in with the other big games of the weekend. Cunningham's Journal also has plenty of bands and entertainment every weekend as well. The place to be for sports, live entertainment, and lunch, Cunningham's Journal and The Loft here in downtown Kearney on 23rd Street, where we are at for today's Husker Lunch. But it is Wednesday, and that means it is high school football time.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Daddy Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report.
He's got game.
We'll talk some high school volleyball in a little bit, but we are getting some inquiries here about any football games being postponed. Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report is with us on the Doug and Daddy Show from the worldwide headquarters. He's heading off to his football games for the day. He's going to travel the eastern part of the state, northeastern part of the state. Nothing up on the NSAA website. Bob, I'll start there. Have you heard of any games being postponed yet?
No, I have not, Duda. I haven't. I'll be honest. I'm kind of on the run here a little bit, so I'm kind of out of communication. But, you know, really, there'd be no reason to postpone anything given what I'm seeing now. I mean, it's not going to be pleasant, but you can play in this.
Bob, there's a lot of great matchups, and I think we start with one right in our backyard with Giltner taking on a Humphrey team that lost the house 12-6. That's caught a lot of people's eyes. Should be a great crowd on hand regardless of the weather tonight.
Oh, yeah. We've been talking all year about D2, the Clash of the Titans. You know, a real top-heavy class with, you know, some really outstanding football teams. This may be as good a measuring stick as we have for any game so far, but it is the best measuring stick because here's the deal. Lindsey Holler family played some of those teams along Highway 91 up there, those D2 teams like Dodge, so on and so forth, played them pretty well. They were very competitive with all those people. Well, they turn around and play at Giltner, and they're down 52-0 at halftime. And the knock on Giltner, if there's been one, is they really hadn't played anybody. They hadn't played a substantially strong schedule like a lot of teams have. They got their chance to prove it last week, and they were lights out. I thought that was probably as dramatic a performance as there was anywhere in any class last week. How that translates now, and my biggest concern for Giltner would be the wet weather. The wet and the cold, that's a team that's done an awful lot of damage through the air, and if you pass the ball, it's going to be tricky tonight. So we'll see. If they stick with a primary passing game, or if Coach Ashby finds a way to balance things out a little bit, I guess we'll see.
We're talking with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report here on the Doug and Danny Show. Our Husker Lunch every Wednesday at Cunningham's Journal. Bob actually picks Giltner to win the game. You can see all his selections on his website at huskerlandpreps.rivals.com. Since we started in D2, Bob, let's just stay there and work our way up towards the C1 and eventually A and B this weekend. Let's start right here in our area, and of course with the worldwide acquisition of many newspapers that you have. You picked Overton. That could be a homer pick. I want to get your thoughts on that. I also want to get your thoughts on Pleasanton, Med Valley. Med Valley, a team that started 0-2 and has rolled ever since. I remember a couple years ago where they got Axtell early and ended up being a darn good football team. Why could Med Valley give Pleasanton problems? Because they like to pass the ball in this weather. That could be a problem. But talk about that and talk about your selection of Overton.
Well, here's the deal. As far as Med Valley goes, that's going to be a really interesting ball game. I mean, we've talked about Colin Janicek and Caleb Pritchard and all those guys from Pleasanton week after week. They've just been make-believe, the numbers they put together. Med Valley's not that kind of offense, but Gary DeGleesburg is an outstanding passing combination. It's one of those that's really under the radar. I mean, there's not a lot of attention been paid to Medicine Valley, but you're right. They've won 7 in a row. They can move the ball. And, on a night, it will be interesting because here we go again. It's going to be wet. And you've got two teams that just dearly love to throw the football. How's that going to translate? You know, there's going to be turnovers tonight. I mean, in this weather, there's going to be turnovers in every game that gets played. It's, you know, that game could come down to, a couple of breaks. Pleasant's got to be favored, okay? But Medicine Valley could make this interesting. And if nothing else, I do know this. If it had been dry, it'd probably been the longest football game we had all year because it would have took like 6 hours with all those passes. But we'll see what happens with the wet weather. As far as Overton goes, yeah, I don't know. I am a blatant homer. I mean, I'm not going to deny that at all. But I don't know. You know, Overton's got the pedigree, okay? I mean, that program's used to having its way in the postseason. They've won a lot against, 6 in a row. They've looked really good doing it. That win over Alma, you know, really was a nice win. They bullied Elm Creek a couple times late. You just get a feeling that they are in a great place. Elgin Pope John is a really good football program. Coach Charlie Wells up there, the pride of Broken Bow. He's got a nice thing working. They've got some real nice wins. They got an early win over, you know, granted a shorthanded Creighton, but it was Creighton. And so Elgin's a legitimately good team. They can't. Not all the favorites are going to win. You got to roll the dice. But took Overton. We'll see what happens.
Bob, I'm going to stay in 8-man-1. Alma Kennesaw should be a great matchup. Alma, of course, only lost came in weather that was a torrential rain. It wasn't as cold as it will be tonight, but they've only thrown the ball for 280 yards on the year. They can put all 8 guys up at the line of scrimmage, and if they beat you throwing it, oh well, I guess that would be my theory if I'm Kennesaw.
Well, that's true, and that's true. And the thing is that I have had a chance to see both those teams, and they're good football teams. I mean, those are legitimate good football teams. And if they weren't facing each other, I wouldn't have any problem saying they'd both win this next round, maybe even the next. I don't know. I do know, like I said earlier, Garrett Collins from Alma runs as hard as any running back I've seen this year. I'm not saying he's the best, but the kid – the kid just doesn't go down easy. The thing about Kennesaw, I think probably the thing that is working the most in favor of Kennesaw, outside of the fact that Tyler Snitzler is eligible again this week, is the fact that they did have trouble last week. They, you know, got a little thick in the throat. You know, that's a, you know, it's a scary position to be undefeated and rated number one, come out and play a team that's pretty good. Arapahoe, you know, made Alma work. You know, five point decision, but they held it together and they won. They won by three touchdowns. You know, it isn't like that they had to squeak by. But that kind of performance, you know, you just get the feeling that maybe they got that behind them. And I expect Kennesaw to play very well tonight, and I expect Kennesaw to win tonight.
Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep again joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio from our Husker Lunch at Cunningham's Journal. Come down, have lunch. Sean Callahan will be here and talking Husker football, and today we're talking with the guru of high school football in the state. Let's go. We set D1's wide open, and it starts here with Shelton Garden County, which should be a great game at 2:30 this afternoon on ESPN. Let's get 11 guys on the field. Things have had to change for St. Cecilia, Bob, without Phil Hamburger at quarterback, and it sounds like he may not be able to come back at all, no matter how deep the run is. I was surprised that Stu today took St. Cecilia to win C2 with that in there, and I'm scared of Crofton already, no matter who wins between Kearney Catholic and Blue Hill. St. Cecilia, West Holt, St. Cecilia rarely has to go on the road in the playoffs. They do today. What could West Holt do to be in this game?
Well, I tell you what, I will say this much. You know, I love Carl Tesmer. I tell you, Carl Tesmer is one of the grand men in the coaching profession. He's just not good at what he does. He's a good person, and he's got a good he's got a great football program, but it's one that's not going to win C2. I mean, there's just too many other teams that have it all together that are near the same level as St. Cecilia. All right, so there you have it. But I will tell you this, they can't fall asleep today. West Holt is not, you know, they are not Kearney Catholic or anything like that. But they have one of the great young running backs in the state, a kid by the name of Josh Coyle. Josh Coyle is a name you're going to hear a lot about. You're going to read a lot about it here at the end of the season when the All-State teams come out. I don't know that he's an All-Stater, but he might be. He's certainly in the mix. He's run for 1,600 yards and 31 touchdowns. And all I need to know about Josh Coyle is that the coach from Crofton, a guy by the name of Tony Hoffman, a man I respect immensely in his field, kind of like I feel about, you know, Daddy in his field, is the fact that he said, this kid is good enough to have played and been a star on any team that he'd ever coached at Crofton. Now, when you think about that, that is actually quite a statement. Now, that said, you know, St. Cecilia's got some ponies up front. That Joe Wallmeyer has had an unbelievable season in the defensive line. That's going to be important. Again, weather's a great equalizer, and turnovers are going to be a big factor. But if West Holt hangs on to the ball, and maybe St. Cecilia doesn't, you know, something goofy could happen. I'm not saying it's going to be an upset, but this could wind up being a whole lot closer than it might look like on the surface.
Mike Will and Jimmy Purcell could have a little bit more of a game in the fourth quarter than they're used to seeing. Good news there is they won't have to sit outside at Duncan Field in the weather like this. They'll be inside at Atkinson West Holt. Now, we're going to talk about the East in a moment, and Tony's got some questions about C1 and then Adams Central McCook coming up on Friday night. But, Bob, just real quick here, North Platte St. Pat's and Cambridge rematch, Blue Hill Kearney Catholic rematch. Is there anything Cambridge or Blue Hill, I mean, this wasn't like they were injured the first time they played, so there's no magic wand that's going to make these teams any better than their opposition, is there?
No. I expect both the teams that won the first time to win the second time, but the one thing that both those programs have in common is the underdogs in this case. These are programs with state championships in their past. I mean, they, you know, outstanding coaches. Scott Porter down here at Blue Hill has got a great staff working for him down there. Same thing at Cambridge with Josh Graves. Those teams, you know, they're used to winning two. I mean, it's not like it would be a huge upset if either one of them flipped it. I just don't see it. I think Kearney Catholic and St. Pat's, they're right there. They're right there when it comes to the state championship. When you take those two teams, St. Cecilia, you got to consider St. Cecilia simply because it is St. Cecilia. Throw Aquinas in there, And you know, you've got in Crofton, and you've got your champion's going to come from that pool.
Bob, we look ahead. Towards A&B a little bit. The big game of, or I guess you know, one of the big games, because they're all big now this time of year. Adams Central, McCook, a rematch from earlier in the year in a real nail biter, and I can't believe no more heart attacks we have not heard, because that was a great football game.
Absolutely, and here's the deal. Probably the most significant statistic in the whole thing is McCook doesn't have Jake Slager, and Adams Central does have Jake Fowler. Jake Fowler has overcome the gene pool to become one of the great running backs in Class B. Harris had a knockout season. And, you know, again, you're going to want to be able to control the ball and control the clock when you get in a playoff game. And, you know, sure, McCook has still got Chip Wood at quarterback, and he is one of the real dynamic playmakers in the whole class. But you lose a player like Slager, and it's got to rock you a little bit. We've had a little time to think about it and digest it. It's been a couple weeks now. But I don't know, man. I haven't necessarily made a prediction like that matter. I would have missed the flood with Noah. But the thing is, I don't have a pick there. But if somebody comes up to me and says, you know what, I think Adams Central is going to win, I'm not going to necessarily disagree with them.
Just the last second here with Bob Jensen. Bob, we focus so much on the games in our area in the West brackets, and have now that Kearney is out of A, that leaves us Grand Island. So touch on Grand Island and anything else in an East bracket that has your eye today.
Well, as far as Grand Island goes, you know, just we're going over old ground a little bit, but Islander fans, you've got a legitimate state finalist type of team. You know, it's just a matter of playing good, solid football, playing their game. I mean, they're good enough to make it. That said, I did go see Burke last week, and you know, Burke has had a remarkable season. They've beaten back the challenge of something like six top 10 teams now. They beat Miller North for a second straight time. They've won with offense. They've won with defense. They can do it all. They're the best team in Class A. Does that mean they'll win it? You know how that goes. Not always, but they're my favorite. The thing that people need to realize is that there is a giant growing up before our very eyes at Papillion La Vista South. People in Hastings remember a guy by the name of Walt Olson, the guy who had the two state championships, two of the best teams Hastings surely has ever had, the back-to-back state championship teams of the mid-90s. He's been gone out of state for 10 years coaching in Iowa, which really is like not coaching at all. He comes back to Papillion South, a program that's kind of been malnourished. It's a program that's got great facilities, everything that it takes to be a winner. It just hasn't won. Well, Walt steps in with basically the same people, and he'll be the first to tell you, I talked to him earlier this week, they don't have enough depth, not yet. But they're 6-4, they beat Westside in the opening round, and someday, soon, Papillion South is going to end up winning a state championship with Walt Olson coaching the team.
Bob, we appreciate the time today. Enjoy the games. How many are you going to hit tonight?
Well, I'm planning on making six, Tony. The problem is I think they're going to hit back. It's not supposed to be terribly nice anywhere, but, you know, you just got to man up, I guess, sometimes. I'm just wondering what kind of picture I'm actually going to get through the windshield of my car.
Well, Bob, thanks so much for the time. We'll talk with you again next week. We'll swing it over to Tuesday because that's when the next round of the playoffs are. We'll worry about that next week. Have some great games today. We'll talk to you later.
All right, boys. Always nice talking with you. Thanks a lot.
He is from Huskerland Prep Report, and of course you can check him out online at huskerland.rivals and check it out on the website there. Let me get that right one more time here. It is huskerlandpreps.rivals.com. All of his picks are up there. There's some good games today. They start early today because you've got Shadron at Norfolk Catholic. You've got Valentine at Pierce. Crofton hosting Perkins County of Imperial. There are some teams making long, long trips last night and today.
You know, another reason it'd be very tough to postpone games till tomorrow. Road trips, you got obviously other conflicts of school going on. we'll have to wait and see. We have not heard of anything to this point being postponed or moved to a different start time. And if we do, we'll pass that along to you. You will break in this afternoon and let people know as well.
Yeah, a ton of games on our network of stations. Here they are for you. Here on ESPN, doubleheader, 2:30 Shelton at Garden County, 6 o'clock Boone Central at Minden. We remind you that all of the games available on the World Wide Web, anywhere in the world, at PlatteRiverPreps.com. PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doubleheader on Classic Hits 98.9. Loomis at O'Neill St. Mary's at 3. Kearney Catholic at Blue Hill at 7. On 1230 KHAS, St. Cecilia at Atkinson West Holt kicks off at 4. And tonight on the Breeze 94.5 FM, Giltner will host Humphrey St. Francis. That is at 6 o'clock. The Midway Auto Group broadcast booth is here at Cunningham's, as it is every Wednesday, for our Husker Lunch. And don't forget, hassle-free pricing is available still, and it always will be, on all of the vehicles on both lots at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. You can check them out before you even head to the lot. That way you know the two or three vehicles you want to look at. The friendly sales staff will take you out, look at it, get you in the new car or truck or pre-owned vehicle that you want, because they'll help you find the vehicle that meets your needs and your budget. And you know what the price is right from the get-go, because there it is on the windshield of every vehicle. It's hassle-free, it's stress-free, and if you need some maintenance, they'll take care of that for you in and out. Mopar Quick Lube, don't even need an appointment. They'll get it done in 30 minutes with their qualified mechanics at the Midway Auto Dealership. We will be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show, looking to some of the other day's headlines. Sean Callahan will join us from Husker Online. Plus, it is our Husker Lunch. Swing on into Cunningham's. If you haven't been here before, this is a great time to do it. It's nasty outside. Come inside. It's nice and warm. Sports all over the place. And Sean Callahan will be here as well. Enjoy a great lunch. And we'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show in a moment.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings!
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings!
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're gonna get some savings. Savings!
Much better!
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Wow, what a wild start to the football season. Record-breaking kick returns, last-minute touchdown grabs, and teams nobody expected jumping out to a great start. Not even yours truly could have predicted the twists and turns we've seen so far in both college and the pros. But one thing you can always predict, all season long, you can find the seats you want at StubHub, and often for a lot less than you think. Head to StubHub, grab your seats, strap in for what's sure to be one heck of a wild ride.
StubHub!
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A
winter weather advisory is in effect for today. We'll see a good chance of a rain-snow mix with 1 to 2 inches of slushy accumulation possible. Temperature staying fairly steady in the upper 30s. Northwest winds 15 to 30 miles per hour.
Right now, it's 36.
I need to make you mine. Daddy, don't change your number.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, here at Cunningham's Journal at the Loft for our weekly Husker Lunch, talking Michigan State, talking Northwestern, and everything else that's going on in college football. But news continues to roll along with the college volleyball program. John Cook on his weekly radio show last night talked about the arrest and what's going on with Lauren Cook. I don't think there was any real new news except that he said she will be out of playing for an unknown amount of time while they go through the legal process, Tony, and didn't really clarify anything more than that on his weekly radio show with the voice of the Husker volleyball, John Baylor. But it sounds like for sure she will be out this weekend against Michigan and Michigan State with Bridget Root coming in.
Yeah, and they, obviously a local girl, walk-on in Lincoln, never started a Husker game before this weekend. They turn over the reins of her, let her run the offense. It's interesting. You get all these tickets. You get all this stuff going on with Lauren Cook. And I know people make mistakes, but after the seventh one, slow your ass down. I mean, that's not that hard to do, is it? I mean, seriously.
And we just have a press release that has come across from the coach. I have made the decision that Lauren Cook will not play in our matches this weekend against Michigan and Michigan State. As the legal system continues to progress, we will make further determination on Lauren's playing status. Lauren is still a member of our program and will continue to train and practice with our team. Tony, I was talking about this yesterday. If this was drugs or a bar fight or a DWI or an MIP, and there was two or three other things that I talked about with some of the folks, it would seem like the fans would be much more up in arms. But legally, this is probably worse than any of those would be.
Yeah.
If we're dealing drugs, but I mean, I'm
right.
Just saying, of a lot of the things you hear about football players, you're so used to hearing football and the guys getting in trouble. This is up there. If you were just a normal non-athlete, this is a big deal.
Yeah, and I think anytime you injure somebody, especially, if you back into somebody,
you
leave the scene. And, would she have stopped and called the police had her tire not blown? I don't know that. I mean, she is the only one that can answer that. It's one of those deals. But, yes, a lot of people leaving the scene of an injury accident would go to jail for a certain amount of time, I think. And I'm pretty sure she won't go to jail. I wouldn't assume she would.
And then
think the Lord took a menace to society and she needs her ass thrown in jail? I don't think so. But
I may have, and it's not like her slate is clean. I mean, somebody,
like I said, after the sixth time, slow your ass down.
And how much driving?
John, if you get six tickets, what's your wife going to say? Slow your ass down.
In the court of law, though, I was told that those previous tickets can't be used against her on this case. It can be noted that her license was suspended, but they can't say, these are tickets they can use as evidence. A lawyer actually told me that yesterday. So I was like, they can use that against her. They couldn't legally use that against her in this case.
And in your heart, I guess, as a Husker fan, you just think of Lauren Cook as, you've seen her grow up at least a bit in the state, play at Pius, have some good things, always seems to be a good personality and good person. You don't want to see anything bad happen to her, but yet I don't want to be the guy that got clipped by her car either and broke my leg.
The thing I had a problem with was the statement John Cook made about the sorority girl at the start of the press. I thought that was inappropriate, considering that guy was hurt, pretty badly here. It wasn't really something that you'd want to kind of have some light humor about or make a joke about or whatever you want to call that. But, yeah, she's a great girl. I mean, she's very, very – I was able to talk to her one time, and, you just hope that they get things figured out here.
Plus, she dates a quarterback, doesn't she?
The time I met her, she was with Zach Lee. This is last year. I spoke out in Plattsmouth at a Husker recruiting deal, and Zach Lee was out there, and she actually rode up with Zach Lee as his friend.
Well, yeah, don't say anything.
No,
nothing good can come from you, right?
No, that's right.
Because nothing good can come from
you. And Sean, we're going to talk some Husker football in a minute. I found it interesting. Lee Barfneck in today's Omaha World Herald has got an article. He put out something earlier in the week about Kirk Ferentz. I joked on Sunday with our buddy Russ that loves everything Iowa. He picks a team, whether it's Northern Iowa, Iowa State, Iowa, whoever wins that week, he's the biggest fan of that team.
His underwear is intentionally black.
Yes, it is. And I told Russ on Sunday, I said, Well, I just can't wait for, you know, pick the coach in Miami or somebody to get fired and hear Kirk Ferentz's name pop up. And we joked about that. I go, wow, what a great prime NFL candidate Kirk Ferentz must be. And we were joking because he lost to Minnesota. You know, Lee Barbnick puts up the article and getting, you know, he's one of the top five paid coaches in all of college football. Iowa, top five, $3.8 million a guy makes. I just find it interesting that what has been so great about Kirk Ferentz? What catches so many people's eyes about Kirk Ferentz? His name is constantly brought up.
Well, I mean, I guess he brought the stability to the program. They had a couple of bad years, but three straight years in the top 10. You know, the 11-2, 10-3, 10-2 run from 02 to 04. That was when everybody was on him. They were trying to get him at that point. But, no, I agree. You know, he hasn't done it lately, but he won an Orange Bowl a couple years ago. I mean, that's a lot more than Nebraska's done in a long time to win an Orange Bowl. I mean, they did beat Georgia Tech. It wasn't like they beat somebody really good at that Orange Bowl, but they won an Orange Bowl.
His bowl record is really pretty good.
6-3.
Yeah. And by the way, I did catch, is everybody at the press conference Monday going to have Steve Sipple on a stick and bring it into the press conference?
Poor Stiff.
I saw just enough of the repeat last night of Big Red Wrap-Up where they introduced Sip and played the comment from the press conference. Sip said, well, when I put my recorder down, somebody commented about Bo's haircut, and Sip goes, I said it wasn't that good. So he goes, I kind of opened the door for Bo to throw one at me. And it is funny. One week, Bo can come in stone-faced. And one thing I noticed Saturday, he was as stoic coming onto the field, if that's the word I want to use here, and stone-faced coming onto the field as I've seen him in a long, long time. And with the way the game played out, I don't think anybody paid much attention to that. I was wondering if you noticed the demeanor of the team coming onto the field for that Michigan State game.
Well, I know Bo was very fired up before the game. Our videographer was down there on the sidelines, and he got Bo like going up to the players and just like getting them fired up, sticking his finger, you know, on their shoulder pads and yelling and getting guys. I mean, he was jacked up. They just felt good about this matchup. I felt good about the matchup all week. When you look at how Michigan State played, I mean, it was a perfect matchup for Nebraska's defense, you know, where it allowed their strengths to finally come out for the first time. They didn't have to deal with any of their weaknesses, the mobile quarterbacks, you know, really, really good receivers in space. They didn't have to worry about that as much in the game as we've seen. Michigan State didn't have a running back that had some talent, but they didn't have a guy that was going to hurt them. Like, I mean, Fresno State hurt them a lot worse than Michigan State did, obviously.
Same thing this weekend, isn't it? More spread offense is what the defense is saying as far as the look, but Dan Persa is not going to get out and run around.
He's mobile. And then they will put in Colton. And he's a wildcat guy. He can run. So they will mix it up. I think they will try to.
That's Kenny Bell's buddy.
Yeah, they grew up in Colorado. Caden Keller.
There you go.
I should know. I just wrote a thing about him yesterday. I should know this one. He started the game against Boston. This guy that started the Boston College game and beat Boston College, he's a good quarterback. Nebraska recruited him for a while, and then they got Breon Carnes in that recruiting class a couple years ago. But, you know, Kaler's a good athlete, too, and Persa is. But physically, they're not – I mean, you look at Northwestern's guys, they're not big. You know, the Nebraska physically is a lot better-looking team than this team won in the game on Saturday.
Obviously, everybody wants to know, Sean, the people running down the field, and I know the mobile quarterback scrambled around buying his guys some time to get open, but we had people. I mean, it was blanket coverage. It looked like every receiver down there, I mean, whether it was Lance Thorell, whether it was, I mean, you picked the guy you wanted to cover him. The receivers, they had nowhere to throw. I mean, Cousins could add 9 seconds back there. No one was ever open, it seemed like, Saturday. Where has that been the previous 6-7 weeks?
Well, this is the first time that you saw Nebraska say we're only going to rush four and we're going to turn them all loose. So they still had four guys theoretically coming at the quarterback, and they didn't really have to fear the quarterback running away and taking out first down with his feet. They had seven guys in coverage. When you've got seven guys guarding three or four wide receivers, the Michigan State's third down running back was hurt on the kickoff play, opening play of the game. Capers is his name. That was a big hit for them because he was their check down guy on third down. He was out of the game. But the matchups, I mean, you have a safety helping over the top on everything. I mean, that's how they're going to play Iowa. That's how they're going to play Penn State. Iowa, they're going to double and triple coverage Marvin McNutt in a few weeks in that game. Same way they did to B.J. Cunningham. They're going to say they're going to dare James Vandenberg and Marcus Coker to beat them without Marvin McNutt and some of those receivers from Iowa involved. And I think that's the best way to do it. This week, I don't know if they can go and do it exactly the same way, because Dan Persa is athletic enough to run.
John Callahan with us for another couple minutes here on the Doug and Danny Show. Then we'll turn him over to the troops here at Cunningham Journal for our Husker Lunch as we continue to fill up on this Wednesday. Every Wednesday, either Sean or Steve Simple with us on the Doug and Danny Show. How do you like where Nebraska's at right now? Considering everything else, the picture is to get to Indianapolis. Looks a lot better, obviously, right now. But as a team and as the conference looks, is this about as good as you could hope Nebraska would be?
I mean, the road's going to be tough. I mean, you know, in the Big 12, you kind of had some nice stretches there at the end of the year where you play Colorado or Kansas. They don't have that. You know, every week down the stretch is going to be a challenge. But, you know, what you have to like
We got Iowa. I mean, how tough can that be?
They figured out this offense, and they're starting to play both Pelini defense. And that's all that matters right now. If the offense can continue to operate, and what you have to like is the efficiency of it. I thought Dirk Chatelain's column today was really interesting and good, that he pointed out, the rushing total from last year to this year is the same, but they're doing it differently. You know, Nebraska is not relying on home runs. They're getting the consistent four-yard runs. That's Rex Burkhead. Rex Burkhead is not a long-yard guy. He's not going to get the 80-yard runs, but, man, he turns two-yard runs into four-yard runs. He consistently takes four-yard runs, makes them six-, seven-yard runs. It's Rex's grinding and consistency that really has made him a perfect back in the Big Ten.
That ground and pound deal, you know, I don't even know – maybe Ahmad Bradshaw or somebody in the NFL, you know, hand it off, fall forward. In the college game, there's no one better than him across the country, is there, Sean?
No, I mean, Rex is, you're starting to see every week, too, the coaches in the Big Ten are just starting to take notice of Rex more and more. And, you know, I think if you were to ask any coach running back they would love to have on their team, everyone would say Rex Burkhead. And, you know, think about this for a second, guys. Out of high school, he picked Nebraska over Stanton M. Can you imagine Rex Burkhead with Andrew Luck right now? Can you imagine? I mean, he would fit perfect with Stanford, first of all, with the style players they have, just those hard-nosed white guys that get after it. I mean, he would fit perfect. And I was like, man, that just tells you how good of a coach Jim Harbaugh is, that he was able to identify all those guys, get them to Palo Alto, and, you know, Rex Burkhead with that team, I could even imagine. Stanford would win the national title with a running back like Rex.
Sip just put up a blog within the Doug and Danny Show here where he's talked to Mike Rozier for some reason, must have an article coming up, but asked him about Burkhead. He goes, he'll be up for the Heisman next year if he keeps doing what he's doing. That's a quote from Mike Rozier talking about how you run downfield and get some things done. Sean, I guess anything else, Danny, before we turn him over to the troops?
One more thing on Burkhead. I'll say, I think when it's all said and done, he'll be the most loved Husker player since Brooke Maringer. I really think he's heading down that pathway, just with the way he conducts himself on and off the field, the way he plays. There's a lot of good guys that have come to this program, but everything he's done, I think he's going to be kind of a Tim Tebow-type guy to Nebraska fans, you know, just a Mr. Everything guy you want your daughter to date. And, you know, you see more number 22 jerseys out there than anyone. You see guys like Tony size wearing number 22 jerseys.
You know, if they had one that fit me, you know, I'd wear it if I didn't have my 23 jersey on, which happens to be one of my favorite players, that Lance Terrell guy. But your thoughts on the way Lance played Saturday?
Hey, he's stepping it up. I mean, he was on the bench the last 2 years because he was playing behind an NFL player. But, you know, he still has proven that he's worked hard those last couple years behind DeJuan Gomes. And he kind of stepped right in and picked things, you know, right where they need to be. And they've essentially decided that he's better than Sean Fisher. Having Lance Terrell on the field, even in running situations, is better for the defense than putting Sean Fisher out there. I mean, that's the decision they've made.
H-Man from Riverdale wants to know, how does Sean Fisher get a black shirt?
Well, still, I don't know how. My philosophy and theory on why they gave out 20, or I don't know if it's actually 20, because Keontae Evans and Chad Randall haven't. They said we were told they got them, but they haven't worn them around yet. It might be 18, but Bo looks at it like this. He's got a garage full of parts. And to win this Big Ten conference and to play the way he needs all those car parts. You know, some weeks he's got to have to put on the snow tires. Some weeks he's going to have to turn his car into a Ferrari. You know, he's got to keep all 20 of those pieces in the garage. in order to make this defense work. You can't just rely on 11, because there's more than 11 guys that make this car operate, and he feels like they're all black shirts right now.
Well, I think you hit the nail right on the head. You got to have, and you don't want to make anybody unhappy do something bad by handing out black shirts.
That's a team atmosphere they talk about. One more quick story about Rex Burkhead. Last year before that bowl game, they had a couple people getting in trouble with DUI. Rex Burkhead, the kid that stood up in the team meeting and said, guys, here's my cell phone number. Gave that out and said, if I know you, if I don't know, if you're a member of this team, there's a lot of people on that football team. Rex Burkhead's not best buddies with any of them. Said, call me anytime, day or night. I'll come pick you up because I don't drink. That's wild. I cannot, for a kid to do that.
I bet Rex has never drank in his life. I mean, that's just the kind of guy he is. I mean, he just does that. Like, they're running jokes with the team that he helped an old lady cross the street and he saved a kitten from the tree the other day after practice.
The legend continues.
By the way, I'll take credit. I was the one that made the baptism crack to Sipple after the game. He wrote that.
That was very nice.
I said, "Where's the Rex has been in the locker room baptizing babies. That's why he's been taking so long to come out here."
Oh, Sean, thanks again. We'll let you get over to the fans here and the Husker folks here at Cunningham's, and thanks for coming up. We'll see you Saturday.
Yeah, I'll see you in the press box. We have a good thing going there in row two.
I like it. It's a good spot. I got to get some Husker Online gear, too, which you can check out all the stories, HuskerOnline.com with Sean Callahan, as we get ready to talk a little Husker football here at Cunningham's. And, folks, don't forget, proven technology that works. If it doesn't rain like this every day, you've got to have the pivot that works in your field. If you're tired of electric pivot repair hassles, T&L Irrigation is the place to be. Failed gearboxes and micro switches, well, when you don't want to fix them at 3 in the morning, don't have to worry about it. T&L's irrigation systems will stop until you can repair it. Call your T&L dealer or T&L Irrigation today. You can go to TLIRR.com for more information. T&Ls are easier on you and use proven technology that works. We'll be back to wrap up the Doug and Danny Show right after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. The Postal Service has been reducing their staff for years. And did you hear this? Recently, the Postmaster General announced they might close thousands of post offices across the country. What does that mean? Smaller staffs, more people jammed into your local post office. It'll be worse than ever. Hey, Gert, get out of the way. That's why now is the best time to try Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can buy and print official U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. You print postage for any letter or any package the instant you need it. Then the mailman picks it up for you. You never have to go to the post office. If you own a business, you got to use Stamps.com. You want to look professional, don't you? I've got a special offer, no risk trial, plus a $110 bonus offer, includes a digital scale, and 55 bones of free postage. Limited time only. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio mic top of the homepage. Enter Colin. Go to Stamps.com. Enter Colin.
What helps recruiting at Nebraska? Success, a string of wins, a tradition of excellence, and players. Good players want to be part of that. Same in the banking business. Success leads to healthy growth. That's part of why First Bank and Trust of Clay Center has doubled assets in a few short years. Folks naturally want to be part of a winning team. I'm Dave Higby at First Bank and Trust. If this sounds good to you, welcome to a bank that has proven it's a winner in growth, sound business judgment, community involvement, and friendliness. Welcome to First Bank and Trust, Clay Center.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen.
I'm through with standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win.
And welcome back to the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Wrapping things up from Cunningham's Journal, where our Husker lunch is just getting ready to get going. Before we leave you, we want to let you know where the volleyball districts are going to be. Class C is on Friday. Kearney Catholic and Grand Island Central Catholic will play at Wood River. 7 o'clock Friday night on Classic Hits 98.9. In Class C2 on Friday, Ford and Neely Oakdale will play at Fullerton. Hastings St. Cecilia and Wood River will play at Donovan Trumbull. Those games get underway at 7 o'clock. The D finals are tomorrow night. And in D1,
Kennesaw and Hitchcock County will play at Bertrand on Classic Hits 98.9 tomorrow night. 7 o'clock, we'll have that match for you. And Twin Loop will take on Sutherland at Cozad. Finally, in D2 tomorrow, Hampton and Meade will play at Milford. Giltner and Ansley will play at Kearney Catholic. And those games kick off, or tip off, at 7 o'clock. Daddy, that's it for today. Let's get on out of here.
Well, it should be a great lunch. Just stop down. You still got time. Goes to about 1 o'clock. We'll get you in and out of here. Have some lunch with us at Cunningham.
Go give me some fried pickles.
Let's do it.
Whether you're here for lunch today, don't forget the Husker game on all NFL and college games here at Cunningham's Journal, Huskers and Northwestern at 2:30. Tomorrow, Mike Penna from the Horse Racing Radio Network, plus fantasy football as we get ready for the Breeders' Cup and a recap of football, so much more. We want to thank Sean Callahan of Husker Online, UNK women's basketball coach Kevin Chaney, and Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report for joining us today. Enjoy the football. 2:30 coming up here on ESPN. Shelton and Garden County will get our day going. Have a good one.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also